Hello, everybody, and welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. This is a game show. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is part two of the game show that was recorded live at the Artisphere in Arlington, Virginia on Saturday, March 31st, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We were in the Dome Theater, and it's very nice to be in a theater like that. It feels like I'm in a planetarium, and I mean that in the best possible sense. If you enjoyed your time at the show, if you enjoyed the last episode of the show, if you end up enjoying this episode of the show, we're going back. We talked to Artisphere yesterday, and the show was such a success that we will be returning to the Artisphere to host This Is a Game Show in June. So, that's good news, I hope, I think. I hope you can make it. It will be fun, I promise. I want to thank our sponsors for this show. They were fantastic. I tried to get 6, I ended up with 12, and that's not a bad thing. So let's go in alphabetical order. I want to thank Blind Dog Cafe at Darnell's. Blind Dog Cafe is a pop-up space, and it's run by two lovely women, and I'm a fan of both of those women, and what they make is delicious treats for everyone. They are open until about 4 p.m. every day. Just Google Blind Dog Cafe at Darnell's, or go to the link on this podcast description. Our next sponsor is British Young Things. I write a weekly column for British Young Thing called Behind the Desk, and I enjoy it quite a bit. Everything British Young Things do make me kind of happy to be involved with them, so I can obviously vouch for them. Our next sponsor is Everything is Terrible. I've known the Everything is Terrible people for many years at this point, and these guys are currently on tour with their third film, Doggy Woggy Poochie Woochies. I've written about these guys before, I've talked about these guys before, and I'm really glad that they joined us as part of this. Our next sponsor is Itty Bitty Press. Itty Bitty Press is a husband and wife team that make original screen-printed things like posters, like t-shirts, like bags, and they are great as well. Our next sponsor is the Looking Glass Lounge, the home of 8x8 in Washington, D.C. The Looking Glass Lounge is my favorite bar in Petworth. The only reason I probably drink in Petworth, and I drink a decent amount in Petworth. Go to the Looking Glass Lounge, they're at 3634 Georgia Avenue. Our next sponsor is Miss Pixies. Miss Pixies, that's awful, it's hard to say into a microphone. Miss Pixies is a vintage slash furniture slash whatever kind of knick-knack stuff you might want. It's the kind of place you go on a weekend and end up taking stuff home that you didn't know you wanted and you're happy that you bought it. They are great. Please go to their website. Once again, all of these websites are listed in the podcast description. Our next sponsor is Scout Mob. Scout Mob DC is fantastic. I actually used a Scout Mob since the last show went up in Arlington, Virginia. So I use this app. I highly vouch for it. It's like it's a deal app, the same way Groupon or Living Social is. But instead of giving them money, you don't pay anything. And that way it can't expire. You just use a 50% off coupon whenever. I used it all the time. Once again, Scout Mob, if you have a smartphone, install that app. It will pay for itself. Well, it's free, so of course it's going to pay for itself. Our next sponsor is Sockets Records, one of the best record labels in Washington, D.C., run by the very nice Sean Peoples. Sockets Records has supported this show before, and I'm very happy that they returned. We gave away 12-inch records, full-length LPs, some might say, of Imperial China and Buildings, so go to Sockets Records. Our next sponsor is Soam Records. Soam Records is a record store, not a record label. It's one of those basement record stores, all vinyl. A very nice man named Neil runs it. Go support your independent record store. Our next sponsor is Story League. Story League is DC's premier storytelling series. It's once a month at Busboys and Poets, and someone that I talk about on the show all the time, S.M. Shrake, is the guy that runs it, and there's a reason I talk about him all the time. Our next sponsor is the Windian Record Showcase. It's this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, at the Monsterat House in Washington, D.C. Some of the best garage rock from D.C. and the surrounding areas. Go check that show out. I wish I would be there, but I'll be in Chicago or doing my show. Our final sponsor, the Wonderland Ballroom, where I host You, Me, Them, Everybody Live in Washington, D.C. I obviously love the Wonderland Ballroom. It's at 1101 Kenyon Street. It's in Columbia Heights. If you've been to Washington, D.C., you know where it is. It's a great place. So go check out all of our sponsors. All of their links are at the podcast description for this show. If you're listening to this on your iPhone, all you have to do is go to the actual show, and you can find all of our sponsors right there. Go support them. They're all independent. They're all local, and I like all of them. So without further ado, here's part two of This Is a Game Show with guest John Mayers from DC Vinyl District. See, we had a John Mayer thing, so I think it's Myers, but John Mayers, I can't pronounce it, M-E-Y-E-R-S, John, he's a very nice man. John is one of our panelists. Liddy DePillis, who writes for the Washington City Paper, specifically the Housing Complex blog, a real journalist, is on the show. I am not a real journalist. And Samson, the very, very, very funny Samson is our final guest. Of course, Ian Walters is still the house band. So without further ado, part two of This Is a Game Show.
And now, a man who needs only a single introduction, Brandon Weatherby, once again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to This Is a Game Show. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Thank you so much for coming. That's all I needed. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask our panel to come up here. Our panel includes Lydia DePillis, Samson, and John Myers.
Yeah.
It's really hard to not say the other name. So I'm going to keep talking while these delightful people come up here. John, this seat's for you. Lydia, this seat's for you. Samson, this seat is for you. Why don't we give away some prizes before we actually begin anything?
Yeah.
I got a lot. When I started working on this show, I was like, I want to get a bunch of prizes. We need six because we're going to have six guests. Well, we got like 12, so screw it. Let's just give it to the audience. I'm happy to be in Washington, D.C. One of the reasons why I'm happy to be in Washington, D.C. is because there's a lot of good record stores. Who here actually buys vinyl? This man right here. Okay. Yeah, he's in the front row, though. Maybe we can do this for both of you. Tell me one fact about Iggy Pop. Can you either of you tell me one fact about Iggy Pop? Really? Okay, neither of you.
He collaborated with Peaches on a song.
Okay.
He collaborated with Peaches on a song.
You just won a $25 gift certificate to Soam Records. Here you go, buddy. There you go. Thank you so much for coming. Do you go there? You were there today? I'll get you in like a second. Don't worry, buddy. Thank you. See, that's how we play. But I just give things away. Everyone's happy to be here. Let me introduce you to our panel. Let's start right here with John. John, how are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
John, what do you do?
I shop for records.
You shop for records, but what? Why are you on the panel?
I'm wondering that too.
God, John, you're such a good man.
I have a website. It's called The Vinyl District.
What? The Vinyl District is your website.
The Vinyl District, and we give away a lot of records.
You do give away a lot of records. I messed up on words. This is. I'm not drinking, and I'm talking like this. I'm completely sober. Oh, it's not a good thing. But John, you run a fantastic website. It is called The Vinyl District, and it's based out of D.C., but it doesn't just focus on D.C.
No, because D.C., you know, the world is larger.
The world is larger. Truer words have never been spoken.
Thank goodness. Think of your local community as globally as possible, I think.
It's like that old-timey saying, think locally, fuck globally.
That's right.
That's a thing, right? Wasn't a bumper sticker or something, right? Yeah, right. That did not win anybody a prize, and I have -2 at this point. Lydia.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Lydia. Lydia was a guest on the talk show when we had it here. And you were awesome, and I asked you to do this show, and thank you so much for doing it. Lydia writes for the Washington City paper, which garners no applause in this room whatsoever. Come on, man. Lydia writes for the Housing Complex, is that correct?
Yes.
What is the Housing Complex?
It's a story, lots of stories in series called Blog, and also a column.
Lydia gets a point for explaining what blogs are.
But I also write on newsprint weekly, and this is the paper that you sometimes still pick up in boxes.
It's paper in boxes.
Yeah. It's a tabloid newspaper, free, and it's about real estate and development.
Wait, I don't think that's the problem with the city paper. It's not free enough. I don't think anyone's not picking it up for that reason.
That's true. Mostly you pick it up for the stuff in the back, right? Anyway.
Lydia gets another point for making a sex joke.
I write about transportation, labor, housing, all the big buildings you see going up around you. Real estate, it's more interesting than it sounds.
You are a fantastic real journalist. This isn't a joke. I completely respect what you do. I never want to do it. I don't know why. She wakes up at like 6 a.m. every day, and she doesn't get paid hourly. Like, I don't get why you're doing this. But you're an asset to this city, an asset to journalism. And thank you so much for being here. Lydia DePillis, everybody. Our next person on the panel, his name is Samson. Well, I know his full name, but he goes by Samson when he performs. Why don't you use your last name, Samson?
I don't want to claim those people when I'm on stage because I'm talking about them.
Oh! Samson is one of my favorite Washington, D.C.-based comics. He's one of my favorite comics. It doesn't have anything to do with geography. What made you want to become a comic? You get -.
What? I mean, that's just something you can't explain. It just kind of accidentally happened, like I accidentally fell into it and got stuck. I mean...
Nope. That's not how that happens at all. You hit up...
You're talking about something else right now, okay?
You get a
I'm
point.
I'm talking about getting into comedy.
I like you, Samson. You're very funny.
Thank you.
Now I set the bar really high for you. Let's deliver. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's play our first game. Completely new set of games. This is the trivia portion of our evening. I don't really understand the appeal of trivia nights. Not because, like, they're not fun, but I never win. And I've only won at one trivia game, and its entire theme was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So that's what we're going to play. We're going to play sex, drugs, and rock and roll trivia. Play our theme song, Ian. That was jazzy. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Let's start with sex. John, this question is for you.
Alrighty.
Arizona couple Shane and Sarah Walker were arrested after soliciting sex on Craigslist. Well, this isn't exactly a new phenomenon. They weren't looking for your typical partner. Who or what were they soliciting?
Oh, gosh, it could be anything. They were soliciting for transvestites.
They were soliciting for transvestites is incorrect.
Mm, that's what I
they were. Oh, this is so disgusting. They were soliciting a dog. Their ad read.
Transvestite or dog.
Their ad read, quote, wife looking for canine. Here's my favorite part of this entire story. A third person was arrested. He was just there to watch. So no one wins in that. Lydia, here's your sex question. In Northeast China last Sunday, a 9-year-old girl gave birth to a healthy 6-pound baby boy. This is surprisingly not the youngest person to deliver a baby. What is the youngest girl to give birth, at least in the modern era?
Jesus. Seven?
Seven is close. It's five. A 5-year-old girl in Peru. This is...
I don't know that.
I mean...
What website are you on?
What website am I on? Where did... I don't... Probably Wikipedia. I don't know. Just young baby. Samson, here's your sex question. Saturday Night Live finally hired their first blank this week. Their first this type of person, I guess you could say. I'm trying to, like... Saturday Night Live has just hired a new person. What is this person, and how does it make them the first of the category? I don't know how to phrase this question. Here, I'll give you a hint. There's a lot of straight white males on SNL. Who did they hire? You get a point for the laugh. Seriously, who did they hire?
They hired a gay person, right?
What? What sex?
Please tell me he was a man.
It wasn't a man! The first openly gay female, Kate McKinnon, known for her work with the Upright Citizens Brigade and the Big Gay Sketch Show. Terry Sweeney, who appeared
object.
In the... What?
That's a lesbian. They count as men, okay?
Nope, that's not true at all. Nope. I love that music, though. I love that music. 0-3, but that's okay. No, Terry Sweeney, who was in the 85-86 season, was the show's first openly gay male. So why do you hate women, Samson?
What?
Oh, we got it seriously from the crowd.
I love women. Like, I help them pick out clothes and all kinds of stuff.
Man.
You're back to zero. Okay. Drugs. John.
Yes.
The district has selected 6 companies to grow marijuana and supply medical cannabis to users. Mm-hmm. One of these companies is partially owned by a former talk show host, current infomercial host. Who is that host? I know this is your beat. That's why I don't get the question.
Fuck you, Brandon.
I actually know. It's Montel Williams.
That is correct. Montel Williams is part owner.
I know my drugs. I know my drugs.
You do know your drugs. That's why you write a music blog.
Thank you. Bye,
Brandon. Which one should I give you guys? Okay, Lydia, you might not get this one. Lydia's smarter than me, so I give her the hardest questions. I'm sorry, Lydia. At the San Diego gathering of the American Chemical Society, the perfect snack food was awarded to what?
There is a platonic ideal of a
There
snack
is a platonic ideal
somewhere.
Of a perfect snack food.
Yam chips.
Wow, that's specific and wrong. No, it's popcorn. Popcorn was awarded as the perfect snack food because, according to University of Scranton chemist Joe Vinson, a serving has twice the polyphenols of most fruits or vegetables. Compared with fruits and vegetables, which are largely water, popcorn, says Vinson, packs a more concentrated dose of the phytonutrients, which are thought to prevent the start of all bad things. So it's really bad for you. That's why it's like the perfect snack food or something. I don't know. I know it's totally arbitrary, but that was from the San Diego. Also, when a question starts with at the San Diego anything, it's totally arbitrary. All right, Samson, this is your drug question. Recently, a 26-year-old Florida woman, Sarah Barnes, burned down the 5th oldest tree in the world. What was she doing?
Please tell me she was smoking pot, please.
Smoking, but not pot. She was smoking meth inside of the tree. Yeah.
That is
The tree was 3,500 years old.
Damn,
after being arrested, she's... This is my favorite quote. I can't believe I burned down a tree older than Jesus. That's what happened. Rock and roll. Earlier this week, this is for you, Jen. Earlier this week, Jack White's label, Third Man Records, celebrated its third year of 7-inch releases. They've compiled all of their 7-inches, which are played at the speed of 45 RPM, into a 12-inch record, which is normally played at the speed of 33 and a third RPM. What speed is this record supposed to be played at?
That would be 78.
No, that is not 78. It's 3. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, man. So Jack White's record label, Third Man Records, did you like how I had all those numbers in there to confuse you? I did a good job with that question. Yeah. So this is the first record where you're supposed to actually kind of press down on the record itself to hear it at the correct speed. It's the slowest speed you could possibly listen to a record. And no turntable has it built in. So there's a bunch of YouTube videos of people like trying to play this record. It's totally like quirky, like Jack White. I will give a prize. I will give you an Imperial China record right now to anyone in the crowd that tells me what current day Jack White looks like. It's really obvious if you think of it. Who does Jack White currently look like? Everyone's afraid of me. Who is it? I got a guy up here. I love that I'm running stairs. I feel like Donahue. This is the best.
Michael Jackson.
That is correct. He looks like Michael Jackson. You just won an Imperial China record. Thanks to Sockets Records. It's insane. Like, his press photos are not doing anything to help. The guy is a relatively, I think, a good-looking gentleman. So what does he do? He wears white pancake makeup and shoots all of his press photos in black and white and has a nose job. Of course you're going to look like Michael Jackson. Moving on.
Awesome. That's an artist.
This is why I love Ian so much. Lydia, Bruce Springsteen is in town tomorrow night touring his billionth album about poor people just trying to get by. The Washington Post wrote a piece exposing the fact that the boss uses this during his shows.
A teleprompter?
That is correct!
Yes!
He's gotten it.
Nice.
Yeah, Paul McCartney has one specially built into his piano. Tom Petty, Elton John, David Bowie, and Barbara Streisand also use either lyric books or teleprompters.
I mean, politicians do it.
Politicians do it. Yes, but they're... But, I mean, they didn't... Okay, but there's a difference. God, you're so political. So we're tied with John and Lydia having one apiece. Samson, this is all you, buddy. When a man in Canada was arrested after drinking and driving and otherwise being awesome, he sang a classic rock song from start to finish. What is the name of that song? All the crowd knows it. All of the crowd knows it.
All that comes to mind is Snoop Dogg right now, but I know it wasn't.
What him. Classic rock song did he sing? Ian, do you know it? I'm not going to
sing.
Come on.
Dude, you really don't know?
I really don't.
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Jesus, man. Ian, because you played that song, you just won a $25 gift certificate to Selm Records, a fantastic record store in the district.
Thank you.
No, I understand.
Samson, come on, man. We have a tiebreaker round here. We have a tie at the end of it. All right, so this is the final question. It's John and Lydia. It's between you two. I'm trying to get Iggy Pop to sing at my wedding. This isn't a joke. Do either of you know him? Could you make this? Who can make this more likely to happen?
I'm a journalist. I can call him.
All right, John. What could you do for me?
We work with Record Store Day. He's the ambassador for Record Store Day. I could make a call.
You've known about me trying to get Iggy Pop to sing at my wedding for months, and you haven't done anything.
It's true.
I don't believe you. So Lydia wins that round. Lydia just won a $50 gift certificate to Hank's Oysters, thanks to Scout Mob. We should give one of these away to the crowd. We haven't done that yet. Lydia, congratulations. Good job. Play a song or something, Ian. I don't know.
I will call Iggy Pop for you.
You what?
I will call Iggy Pop for you.
You won't call Iggy Pop?
I will, of course. But I don't know how much good it'll do.
You're You're a good journalist. It could happen. I need to see the crowd right now. This isn't a game. You, sir. You up there. No, not you. No, no, no. Not you, Shrake. You already won. And you already played the game. You're selfish. You need to be on a mic 24/7. It's so obvious. No, not you. No. No, you won. You won. You just won. Why do you think you just won?
Donning the mustache.
You're donning the Scout Mob mustache. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a visual show for some reason all of a sudden. This gentleman here is the only one that I could see with my partially blind... Oh, you... I'll get you something later. What's your name, buddy?
Greg.
Where are you from, Greg? Greg from D.C. just won. $50 gift certificate to Hank's Oysters in Logan Circle. Thank you so much for wearing the mustache. We appreciate it. The Royal, we appreciate it. That's so dumb. I'm being silly. Yeah, man, we actually have one more of those to give away, so put on a mustache. Hint, hint, hint. Can we get the house lights up a little bit? This next game is to kind of prove a point. I've been called a hipster. Look at me. Come on. It's an apt term. I know you've been called a hipster. You're on a music blog.
No.
You need to talk to more people.
I know.
You're a hipster. You're a hipster. You? Yeah, you're a hipster. I want to out the least hipster person in the crowd tonight. So we're going to play a game that you used to play at sleepovers and things like that. No, I've never, the hipster editions. Play this theme song, buddy. I don't... this could go any way. Okay. So this is how... I need everyone to raise your hand. If you want to play, if you don't want to play, if you don't want a prize for doing absolutely nothing, keep your hands down. But if you want to win a prize for doing absolutely nothing, which I like to do, I'm not a hard worker, just raise your hand. Keep your hand up. So when I... Panel, you too. For example, I'll start. No, I've never made a zine. See, my hand goes down because I made a zine, okay? So if you've made a zine, put your hands down. Does this make sense? Lydia, you've made a zine? No, keep your hand up. Exactly. Okay, so we'll start. No, I've never been to South by Southwest. Good, good, good. Good, hands are still in the air. No, I've never ridden a fixed-gear bicycle. Hands are... one hand just went down. Brilliant. Is currently wearing a one-inch button. Nathan's hand went down. Hands going down. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Follows a food truck on Twitter. Yep, a lot of hands went down on that one. A lot of hands went down. Good, 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 good. Is currently or has ever been in a band. Playing solo counts as a band sound guy. There you go. Samson, you're our winner. You're the least hipster up here. I'll give you one of our least hipster prizes. You just won a $50 gift certificate to Miss Pixie, Samson. Good for you. Trust me, people in crowd, you will win too. Let's keep this going.
Miss Pixies.
Either reads Tumblr on a daily basis or like subscribes to any Tumblr feeds. If you have to ask, keep your hand up. Willingly chooses to watch any Anthony Bourdain programming. We lost one. Owns and uses a record player. All right, we're still good. We're still good. Consistently frequents a coffee shop other than Starbucks. Oh, this is getting good. I know. I don't like this one. Where's Ira glasses? Sir, hand down. I'm hands down too. Come on, man. Has seen every episode of The Wire. Got a few left. You got a few left.
Oh, gotcha.
Has NPR programmed in their car or listens to it every morning?
Oh.
We got a... Has never eaten sushi. You already won, dude. I got you up there, ma'am. Yes? You up there. You don't own a record player. That eliminates some of the prizes. Okay. Is anybody else's hand up?
We got, one, two, three.
We got three. We got three. Do we have three right now?
On sushi.
You've already won, sir. Come on. We got three. All right, so this is the perfect prize to give away our least hipster people in the room. This is a DVD of Everything is Terrible. Do you know what everything is terrible? Of course you don't. This is why we're giving it to you. Everything is Terrible is this group that takes like these really like awful movies and infomercials and videos, etc., and mashes them up and makes movies. So we just give away the first one, which is Everything is Terrible, the movie. Whose hand was up? You just won Everything is Terrible 2, Everything Too Terrible 2, Tokyo Drift. And who's, I saw, is that one person right there? Perfect. This is Everything is Terrible's newest film. It's called Doggy Woggy's Poochie Woochies. It's going to give you a seizure. It's awesome. I love it. Will you pass that back to her? Thank you so much. So that's how we play the game that requires no skill or effort. No, I've never the hipster edition. Put your hands together for yourselves. You've done it, everybody. Oh, man. When we were planning this show out, Peter was like, should I just have your phone so you don't have to keep running up and down the stairs? I was like, no, I'll do it like twice. It'll be hilarious. What am I, like 10? Could you hear me breathing right now? Can we kill the lights too? Oh, man. I've been working out, and this is still a pain. It's physically painful. All right. All right, so our next game is based on two things. It's based on the moderately successful political debate show and the most pointless board games of the 90s. It's called Crossfire. Play the theme song. You're good, Ian.
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire. Crossfire. You can come. Crossfire.
All right, we're going to play Crossfire, the game we all know the rules to. What the panel is going to do is name the probably racist white celebrity that said the following quotes. Crossfire, get it? All right. Ian, the band, every time, here's the thing, if the band likes it, if the comic likes it, no one else does. It's never a good sign.
Do I have to play this game?
You're going to win this game, I got a feeling. I'll start with you, Samson.
Oh, boy, okay.
Think of the very dumb, probably racist, white celebrity that said the following. Just listen to the song, bitch! Who was that?
Newt Gingrich.
No. Very, very good guess. It was John Mayer. It was John Mayer that said that quote. John Myers.
I didn't.
Who said the following quote? My biggest dream is to write pornography.
Well, that would be Rick Santorum.
It was not Rick Santorum. It was John Mayer, everybody. John Mayer said that song.
This game's really covered.
Lydia, this one's for you. That cracker made a lot of African-Americans millionaires. Who said that famous quote?
If I say John Mayer, it's probably be wrong, right?
You tell me.
All right, John Mayer?
It was Rush Limbaugh. Speaking about the passing of former Yankees owner, former because he's dead, George Steinbrenner. Samson, this one's for you, buddy. Before I make coffee, I've seen more buttholes than a proctologist does in a week. I like your laugh.
Repeat that one more time.
Absolutely. Before I make coffee. Oh, we should have gave away the blind dog coffee thing in this. No, whatever. Before I make coffee, I've seen more buttholes than a proctologist does in a week.
That sounds Rush Limbaugh-ish.
It's John Mayer. John Mayer said that quote.
He is an idiot.
He is a pig. All right. I mean, you're a music guy. You should know this one. Back to John. Someone asked me the other day, what does it feel like now to have a hood pass? And by the way, it's sort of a contradiction in terms, because if you really had a hood pass, you can call it an N-word pass. He didn't say N-word. He actually said the thing, and I'm not going to do that because I don't want to ever be in the potential running for being in this game. Crossfire. Who said that quote?
I have to go John Mayer.
John Mayer did say that quote, ladies and gentlemen. Lydia, it's your turn.
Okay.
My dick is sort of like a white supremacist. Who said that quote?
I'm just going to default to John Mayer.
John Mayer did say that quote. Samson, I've got a Benetton heart and a fucking David Duke cock.
That's definitely John Mayer.
That is John Mayer. We are tied. We are tied with John Mayer. All right, final quote. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm trying to get Iggy Pop to sing at my wedding. Will you help me? Who said that quote from the famous white supremacist? No, it's John Mayer's turn.
Can you repeat the question, please?
My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm trying to get Iggy Pop to sing at my wedding. Please help me. What famous white supremacist said that quote?
I'm going to go Brandon Weatherby.
That is correct. You just won the game. That's how you play Crossfire. Play the theme for Crossfire, everybody. It's actually funnier that it's not, like, right away. It's under C. It's good. Just go to songs.
Sometime in the future, the ultimate challenge, Crossfire. Crossfire, you become the Crossfire.
Okay, so we have a bonus round coming up, and I kind of have an idea who's going to win this. This is anyone on the panel. Please say it as soon as you know it. The former home of the Washington Senators is in D.C. What currently stands there now?
Is that RFK
Crowd,
Stadium?
It's open to you, too.
Oh, yeah, RFK,
RFK Stadium.
No. Five Guys is not the correct answer. The Washington Senators, famous baseball team. Famous, Jesus. those Washington Senators, everyone's talking about them right now. No, the Washington Senators baseball team became the Minnesota Twins, currently the Minnesota Twins. They played in D.C. on, here's a hint, on Georgia Avenue. Not the Verizon Center. Raise your hand and I'll run to you. This is for a scout mob. Our final Scout Mob giveaway of the evening. No one? I get a Scout Mob gift certificate, apparently. No? Oh, it's. I'll think of a different trivia question to give away something to the crowd and or the panel. It's a Howard University Hospital. Yeah, there's the thing. Here's a trivia question I think someone in the room will know. One of the guys that works here is in this fantastic, fantastic band, and it's called Blue Brain, right? Blue Brain, great band. They did something that no one else has ever done before earlier this year. Actually, last year. In 2011, they did it. You got your hand up. I'm going to... Oh, God. I gotta go over there. Okay, Jesus. I did not plan this out correctly. All right. This is for the $50 gift certificate to Hank's Oyster. What did Blue Brain do?
Their album was you had to go to the mall, and you looked at like certain things at the mall. You went to certain places in D.C. to listen to specific songs.
That is right. They made the first ever site-specific app, the music app. You just won a gift certificate to Hank's Oysters and Logan's Circle. I should have planned this out in terms of running. Oh, man. We have one more game, but before we play that game, I just want to play one of my favorite songs, just because I like music. You can tell by my gray suit, I'm a big music fan. So I just want to play a song.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified.
I want.
to be stereotyped. I want to be classified.
Panel, what do the Descendants want? Write down. That song, by the way, was called Suburban Home by the Descendants. You have a minute to figure that out. Ian, how do you think that went? Not good. Okay, we'll figure that out. Well, they're trying to figure out what the Descendants want. I have some prizes to give away. Sockets Records, in addition to putting out stuff like Imperial China, they also put out this Buildings 12-inch record. You shop at Soam Records, right? I'm trying to think of a trivia question I know you'll get right. What am I wearing? A gray suit is correct. What's your name, sir? Mark just won a 12-inch. You won Buildings, Everything in Parallel. Congratulations, Mark. It's the hard-hitting questions that make us who we are. That doesn't make sense. I have more to give away. All right. Panel, do you know what the Descendants want? Keep in mind, it's not just one thing. I'm looking at you, John. You might want to write down a little bit more. Everything they want. Ooh. Write down everything they want.
I just had two.
I noticed, so I'm going to let you keep writing things down while I give away another prize. Earlier tonight, S.M. Strake was on our panel, and he is a storyteller, and he is part of Story League. And if you've never been to a Story League event, if you've never been to a storytelling event, his are the best to go to. See, if this was a talk show, I would say really negative things about other people, but instead I'm going to stay positive and say, yay, SM, and not mention anybody else. So, does anybody know where Story League events take place? They have a home in D.C. It's in Washington, D.C. All their events, where do those take place? God, man, running all over the place. Busboys and Poets is correct. You just won two tickets to Story League Contest 6 on April 18th at Busboys and Poets. Kudos to you, ma'am. All right, panel, did that extra time help you in any way?
Not so much.
Not so much. Let's start with you, John. What do the Descendants want?
I had stereotyped and classified.
They want to be... That's all they want? They just want to be stereotyped and classified?
Enough, man.
All right, fine. Lydia, what do the Descendants want?
Can I just agree?
Okay, Samson, what do the Descendants want?
They want to be black. No.
You just won. You just won the grand prize of that game. The correct answers were actually they don't want no hippie pad. They want a house just like mom and dad. They want to be stereotyped, classified, masochist, a statistic, a clone, and of course, a suburban home. I'll take black, too. You just won a $25 gift certificate for the Looking Glass Lounge or the Wonderland Ballroom, wherever you perform for me next. Use that when you're drinking. I never even gave John your prizes. Here you go. I gave you an Imperial China.
That's very cool.
And a Buildings record. I do have, let me see, I have three more prizes to give away and absolutely nothing planned. So how should I do this? I have another set of Story Contest 6 tickets to give away. Name one of the themes that a Story League contest has already been or is coming up. They have a theme every single time they do it, so all the stories are kind of about the same thing. This guy, I don't know if he's laughing at me or with me, but I'll take it either way. A smile is a smile. How are you? Okay. What is it? Give me a theme from Story League. It's a Story League contest. Divas is correct. Here you go. You just won two tickets to Story League 6. I don't know if this is the kind of crowd to give away our last prize to.
Do it.
I mean, it's not like a bad prize. It's stuff that I like. But everyone here is like, they look like they have jobs and stuff. What are you looking at me like that for, Samson?
I'm just listening.
Thank you. Don't judge is the correct answer. You just won a prize. You just won tickets to Windy and Record Showcase. It's this Friday and Saturday at Monster at House. John approves.
I approve of that,
It's a
yes.
Great, great bill. I wish I could be there, but I'll be doing my talk show instead, which is way more important to me than seeing bands. So you get to go to that show. And not. Why am I sending people to other shows that I could be sending them to my shows? Poor planning. Very poor planning. We have one last thing to do tonight before we leave. And before we actually do that, Peter, are you ready? Ghost of Carl Castle.
Yes, it's Carl Castle.
We're selling the posters here for $3 and then a bunch for free because they're awful. But you might like them, so whatever. Sweater said, buy their merchandise. They were so delightful. I'm so glad they played. Go see Ian anytime you can. He's a great guy. I love you so much, man. I'm so happy you're here.
Shalom.
Most importantly, that's a thing. Most importantly, candy. We have free candy because we want you to be happy, and that's it. And follow his blog, read her stuff, see his live comedy. It's going to be great. So what did you actually want to do, Carl?
I realized that you don't actually have a theme song.
That is correct. I don't have a theme song.
So I figured I'd write one. And yeah, that's me up here. Hey, hello. I'm hovering above you right now.
I thought you said you were a ghost.
I am a hovering ghost.
Okay.
So I wrote a little song, and I hope that maybe you could help me get the crowd to sing along for this exciting finale.
Am I supposed to do this, or are you supposed to do this?
Well, I'm just going to play the song, and you get them to sing along, because I believe in you.
I don't. Let's have Ian do it.
Okay.
Ian, will you help?
What?
Just follow along, dude. I don't know what's going on. Just play with the bit, okay?
You know what? You said Carson Daly was gay at the top of the show, and he used to date Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, Jen said. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to get people to sing along to this or something.
Here we go. And.
Game show.
Game show. It's a really good song. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, ba, ba.
Here comes
game show. Game show.
Again.
Ba, 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 ba. You can do it.
Ba,
ba, ba, ba, ba. This is the most fun I've had
in
years. Ba, ba, ba.
Game show.
That's it.
Oh, really? That's it? Oh, thank you, Christ, so much. Turn the lights up, everybody. Just turn the lights up. Yay, thank you so, so much for coming. That was funnish, right? That was a thing to do. Yeah, yeah. A lot safer this round than the last round. I want to thank our panel. I want to thank Ian. I want to thank the sweater set. Thank the artist here. Thank you, Peter. Thanks for sound guy. Thanks to Nathan, of course. Thanks to Karin and Kelsey. The rest of you are pretty good. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night.